this week's parasha, Parasha Shemini. The parasha begins, Vayihi b'yom ha'shmini. It was on the eighth day, Kara Moshe l'Aaron l'Levonov. Moshe summoned Aaron and his sons, Ula Ziknei Yisrael, and the elders of Yisrael. The Gemara in Megillah Nafyut says that the word Vayihi connotes a lotion of tsar, pain. However, this assertion is problematic, because on the words Vayihi b'yom ha'shmini, the Chachamim explain that the Ribbono Shel'Olam was overjoyed on the day the Mishkan was dedicated, just as he was on the day the heavens and earth were created. Gemara says this. If the day was a happy day, so we're explaining Vayihi b'yom ha'shmini, our pasuk is a happy day. So how could the Gemara ask, how could we say that Vayihi is a lashon of tsar when it seems to be a happy day here? And for the Gemara, a tragedy occurred on that day. Nadav and Avihu, two of the sons of Aaron HaKohen, died. It says in the Medrash Tanchuma and Pekudei, for 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan and then disassembled it. Finally, on the eighth day, the Mishkan was built for its official inauguration by Aaron and his sons. Why does the pasuk call it the eighth day? First question: why is it called the eighth day? Vayihi b'yom ha'shmini. The first 7 days were only "quote unquote" practice, preparation. The pasuk should have said "Vayihi b'yom harishon." The first day. This is the inauguration. Additionally, what are we to learn from the fact that this eighth day was both a happy and a sad day? We have Vayihi b'yom hashmini, it was a happy day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy, like the day that He created the heavens and the earth. At the same time, it was a sad day, Nadav and Avihu died. So what is this, what are we supposed to learn? What is this dichotomy of being happy and sad at the same time? It says in B'sikta Zutrasa, Amar Rab Shimon Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Mokom Shenema Vayihi, any time that it says Vayihi, Im Tzara, Ein Tzara Kiyotziboy. If Vayihi, if it refers to a Tzara, there is no Tzara like it, meaning it's a terrible Tzara. Vim Simcha, and if the Lashon of Vayihi in the Pasuk refers to a Simcha, Ein Simcha Kiyotziboy. There is no Simcha like it. It's a tremendous Simcha. Again, we're strengthening this dichotomy of great simcha and great sadness. So which one is this? Both? It says in the Siporno, in Shemois, Kechol Asher Ani Mare Oischa, Eis Tavnes HaMishkan, Veis Tavnes Kol Kela V'chein Tasu. There was no need for a Mishkan before the Chet HaEgel. It was only after the Chet HaEgel that a Mishkan was necessary for the Shechinah to rest. As they state in the Siporno, that was the purpose of the Mishkan. Perhaps we can say on the Siporno, this was the reason for the sadness at the inauguration of the Mishkan. It was a great day. It was Hakar a great day. Vayihi b'yom ha'shmini, there was a place that the Shekhinah was going to be able to rest. But had it not been for the Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael could have been on a higher level of Ruchnius and thereby not need the Mishkan. So maybe according to this Siporno that we're explaining, that maybe that could be part of the sadness. At the same time, it's a happy day and it's wonderful, but even when someone has a tremendously happy day, there can be something that is somewhat, there can be some negative. This happens often. Someone marries off a child. He's thrilled. They're ecstatic. The parents are ecstatic. Baruch Hashem, Hodel Hashem Ki Tov, wonderful, wonderful. And it's a beautiful thing. At the same time, their child is going to move out of their home. Their child was living with them. They got to see their child on a regular basis. And now the child is moving away, sometimes very far away. They're happy. They're thrilled. That's what they want. This is the continuation of life that they're looking for. But there's still something that's not, that part is not happy. It says in the Dovna Magid, the word Vayihi connotes tsar, while the word Vehoya connotes simcha. So Vayihi is tsar and Vehoya is simcha. So the Dovna Magid explains, why is this so? He explains, Hoya, it was, is past tense. Hey Yud, hey Hoya, it was past tense. If you add a vav to the beginning of the word, and you make it v'hoya, It transforms the word into future tense. V'haya, and it will be. So haya without the vav is past tense. It was. And v'haya, when you add the vav, it turns it into future tense. When we experience happiness, we hope it will continue in the future. That's what v'haya. Haya, it was, and we hope it continues in the future. Yehi, yud hey yud, it will be, is future tense. Adding a vav to the beginning of the word transforms the word into past tense. Vayihi, and it was. Yehi, it will be, future tense. Vayihi, and it was, past tense. When we experience anguish and tsar, we hope it is relegated to the past. So the Dubna Magid is explaining from the words, the usage, vayihi is a lashon of tsar, meaning that we're changing it to past tense. We're changing the word yihi with the vav. We're saying is hopefully this tsar is in the past, and in the future there will only be happiness. And by simchat punt vaykeret, if there was happiness before, we hope that continues into the future. Be'ach Moshe says, the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan was like the day that Shemayim and Eretz were created. How so? Zok the Medrash, Bereishis Rabbah, the Ribbono Shel'Olam built many worlds and destroyed them until he finally built the current world. Why did the Ribbono Shel'Olam do that? Certainly the Ribbono Shel'Olam did not make mistakes and destroy worlds because they were not created properly. The world which we live in was created by the Ribbono Shel'Olam to contain Kedusha. In order for there to be Kedusha, there needs to be Hachana, preparation. The Ribbono Shel'Olam built many worlds and destroyed them in order to create Kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu prepared the Mishkan for Kedusha. By building it and taking it down for 7 days, he infused Kedusha into the Mishkan. The Ribbono Shel'Olam was besimcha on the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, because it was done with the proper preparation to enable it to have Kedusha, to contain Kedusha. This was similar to Shemayim and Aretz, which were created with the proper preparation for Kedusha. Unbelievable. So the holy side of the Mishkan and Shemayim V'aretz is just like Shemayim V'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created many worlds and destroyed them. So too the Mishkan was built and taken apart. The site of preparation. The world needed preparation to come into this to the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't a mistake. It wasn't Hashem, there were any mistakes. It was preparation. It was teaching us that we need preparation. Kedusha can't come just like that. There needs to be proper preparation, which Moshe Rabbeinu did, prepared it properly so that the inauguration of the Mishkan, when Aaron took over, Aaron and his sons, would be the proper Kedusha. It says in the Beis Avraham, there are two madrigas to Shabbos Kodesh. One madrega is called Shvi'i, and the higher madrega is called Shabbos, which is a madrega of Shmini, the eighth. The world was created with the lower madrega of Shabbos called Shvi'i. As it says in Bereishis, Vayechal Elokim Bayoyim HaShvi'i, Vayishbayish Bayoyim HaShvi'i, Vayevorech Elokim Hashem HaShvi'i. We see over and over Bayoyim HaShvi'i, the seventh day, this lower madrega of Shabbos, of Kedusha. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yud says, "Matana toiva yesh li beis genozai b'Shabbos Shema, v'ani mevakish litna Yisrael." At Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Ribbono Shel'Olam said that he has a great present in his storehouse, and it is called Shabbos. It is at that point that the Ribbono Shel'Olam gave Klal Yisrael the higher madrega of Shabbos, Shmini, Shabbos. Shvi'i is a level of Kedusha Shabbos pertaining to this world. Shabbos, what we're calling the word Shabbos, not Shvi'i, but Shabbos, the higher Madrega, is a level of Kedusha which has no connection to this world. It is complete Kedusha of the world above. We say in Zmiris Leil Shabbos, Kol Mekadesh Shvi'i Karo Oloi. One who is Mekadesh Shvi'i will get what he is deserving. Kol Shem Shabbos Schore Harbe Moed. So it says, Kol Mekadesh Shvi'i, the seventh, the low madrega of Shabbos, then he's going to receive much reward. He'll get Karoi Loi. But someone who is Shem Shabbos, Shabbos, not Shvi'i, but Shabbos, what we're calling Shemini, Madreged above this world, so too the schar one receives for it will be above this world. Tzchari harbe moed, not just heroi loy. He'll get what he deserves. He'll get reward. Says in the Mayim Beis Hashieva. V'hifshit that tzchari lo v'nita achoysel in tzchara. Pasuk in Vayikra. A carbon oiler needs hefshit v'nituach before being brought as a carbon. The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Chavav says, the Chachamim were misaken the tefillahs that we daven kenegad the Tamidim. The Tamidim are carbonis oila. Therefore, our tefillahs need hefshit v'nituach before davening. The Shulchan Aruch says, Erechayim, tzadiches, simen tzadiches, chasidim, those who were meticulous in the observance of mitzvahs, with daven with much kavanah until they reach hispashtos of gashmis. What is hispashtos? Getting rid of gashmis, disconnecting themselves from gashmis. Before davening, we must prepare ourselves by ridding our minds of all thoughts of gashmis. We need to be machni ourselves before the Rebbeinu Shalom. Perhaps this is the reason the Chachamim were sakin for us to say before Shemayna Esrei, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, Ufi Yaget Tehilasecha, before every tefillah. After one has stripped away the gashmias and is machniyah himself to the Rebbeinu Shalom, how can he even open up his mouth to daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom? You realize what you are. We realize the connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom. How could you even open our mouths? Therefore, we tell the Rebbeinu Shalom that we did not even have the ability to open our lips to daven to him. We beg the Rebbeinu Shalom, Hashem, Rebbeinu Shalom, Sefasai Tiftach, please open up our lips, Ufiyagit Yilasecha, to allow our mouth to sing your praise, to say your praises, because we can't do it ourselves. Why does the Pasuk say, Vayihi Bayom Hashmini is the eighth day in the Lashon of Vayihi? Preparation is always needed for Kedusha. Before one does a mitzvah, he learns Torah, or does anything L'shem Shemayim, there must be preparation involved. One must realize that he is nothing compared to the Rebbeinu Shalom. His sole purpose must be to perform the Ratzon Hashem. The Lashon Vayihi is either a great Simcha or a great Sarah. If one utilizes his time properly to create Kedusha, it is the greatest Simcha in the world. On the other hand, if one squanders away his time and lets the opportunities for Kedusha pass him by, that is the greatest anguish in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu prepared for the Kedusha of the Mishkan. He built the Mishkan and took it apart for 7 days. The eighth day was the inauguration. The Torah calls it Yom Hashmini because if one does prepare properly for a mitzvah, that preparation time is also elevated to the status of Kedusha. The inauguration was not the first day, but rather the eighth day of Kedusha. Not preparation becomes, if the hachana is done properly, it becomes part and parcel of the mitzvah. The inauguration of the Mishkan was on the highest level of Kedusha, the level of what we said is Shabbos, the level of Shemini. The Torah affirms that Moshe and Aaron prepared properly and created Kedusha from the world above by referring to it as the eighth day, Vayihi Bayom HaShemini. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives us opportunities to perform mitzvahs and create Kedusha in this world. We must utilize it by preparing properly for the mitzvahs. We have to recognize that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom, including the opportunities to elevate ourselves in Kedusha. Vayihi, a dichotomy, because that we all have the choice. It could be the greatest simcha or the greatest sarah, chas v'shalom. We have to use our opportunities that we're given to raise and elevate our levels of Kedusha. A little bit later in the parasha, says Vashar Va'ail Shlomim Lizvayach Lefne Hashem Minchabu Vashamin Ki Ayyim Hashem Nir Aleichem. And two psukim later, Yem Moshe Zeh Hadavar Shetziva Hashem Tasiv Yer Alechon Kved Hashem. And a bull and a ram for a peace offering to slaughter before Hashem, and a meal offering mixed with oil, for today Hashem appears to you. Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is the thing, Zeh Hadavar, this is the thing that Hashem has commanded you to do. Then the glory of Hashem will appear to you. V'yeru alechem kevayit Hashem. Moshe told Klal Yisrael that today Hashem appears to you. Two psukim later, Moshe tells Klal Yisrael that this was what Hashem commanded them to do. And then the glory of Hashem will appear to you. Why does Moshe repeat Hashem's appearance to Klal Yisrael? V'yeru alechem kevayit Hashem. Then the glory of Hashem will appear to you. He already said it. In Pasuk Dalet, it seems to be repeated in Pasuk Vav. Medrash HaGadol says, We learn from this pasuk that Moshe told Klal Yisrael they should eradicate that Yetzer from their heart. They should all have one fear and one idea, one Yira and Eitzer to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in Devarim, "Umaltem es arlas levavchem v'orpachem lo yisakshu oit, ki Hashem alikechem hu alikei alikim v'adoinei hu adoinim." You shall cut away the barrier of your heart and no longer stiffen your neck. Why? For Hashem your God, He is the God of powers and the Lord of the Lords. Adoinei hu adoinim. If one accomplishes this, the pasuk says here, "Vayera aleichem kved Hashem," the glory of Hashem will appear to you. It says in the Mayim Beis HaShieva, which Yetzer Hara are we speaking about here that we must eradicate from our hearts? You want to have the glory of Hashem appear to you? You have to eradicate that Yetzer Hara. What's this Yetzer Hara? The Yetzer Hara for ignoring specific rules and commandments on the basis that they are not necessary because there is a great love and that is sufficient. Ahava mekalkelas asashira. Love can destroy the straight line. Gracious Rabba is a marshal given. A mother has a great love for a child. Her love is so great that when she sees her child, she hugs him so tightly and does not let go until she strangles her child. We must be careful not to think that we have such a great love for the Rabbanu Shalom that we do not need to follow all of his commandments. Don't worry. The greater love for the Rabbanu Shalom must be tempered with yira. There has to be fear. People say, "Oh, I love Hashem. Hashem loves me. He knows me. And I have to follow the mitzvahs. I love Hashem. The purpose of the mitzvahs is to bring to love to Hashem. I already love Hashem. There's no reason to do the mitzvahs. Chas v'sholom. It has to be tempered with yira." The Chofetz Chaim says, Klal Yisrael thought that when they would stand in front of Hashem, His glory would reveal itself. Moshe explained to them that first they needed to uproot their evil inclinations and unite with common cause and counsel. Just as Hashem is one in his world, so too Klal Yisrael needed to become one people. This unification would bring about the circumstances through which the glory of Hashem would show itself upon them. It was not sufficient for them to simply stand together before Hashem. Their actions had to demonstrate that they share a single common motive. What was that motive? The fulfillment of the mitzvah solely for the sake of their Bereishis. Chasam Sefer says, Moshe is not just reiterating what he said previously, that Hashem would appear to Klai. So it's not just repeating it. Rather, he was alluding to two possible reasons for Hashem's participation in the Simcha of the Hakamas HaMishkan. One reason for Hashem to appear would be to grace Klai Yisrael's Simcha with His presence, just as Hashem visited Avram Avinu while he was recuperating from the Bris Milah. Hashem visited Avram simply to honor him for having performed the Bris Milah. That would be one reason. Another reason for Hashem to appear would be if Klal Yisrael did not fully believe in Moshe's teaching of Hashem's Torah. Moshe tells Klal Yisrael, "Zeh hadavar, if you accept that my message to you is Tziva Hashem, Zeh hadavar Tziva Hashem, this message, Asher Tziva Hashem, this was actually a Tziva of Hashem, an accurate reflection of what Hashem wants, then Hashem will come for the sole purpose of covered Hashem honoring your Simcha. If you're not going to believe what I'm saying, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, then you're not going to believe I'm giving over exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. If not, ki ayoyim Hashem nir aleichem, Hashem will appear to you so that you know that everything I taught you was the word of Hashem." Unbelievable, Chasam Sefer. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, if you believe that everything I'm saying is directly from Hashem, I'm just a messenger, a middleman, you're believing it, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming just to grace His presence, His honor. It's a covet. Covet for Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming. But if you don't believe me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming, the Shekhinah, to validate that I am Taka, the true messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Sephorna says, aside from the Gilui Shekhinah which occurred in the Mishkan, the covet of Hashem would appear to the entire nation. Zokte Ben Ishchai, there are fools who say that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants our hearts, there is no reason to bother with actually performing mitzvahs. Why wear tzitzis? Why put on tefillin? Listen to shofar? Sit in a sukkah? These truly are foolish words, Dr. Ben Ishchai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does warn it, our hearts. That's true. Rachmona liba boi. But only where it accompanies an action if possible. If one can perform the mitzvah but doesn't, that is not Ratzon Hashem. He gives a marshal. One asked his wife to cook him a rooster stuffed with meat and rice. She did as requested. Yet the husband was not satisfied. He asked her if next time she can put specific spices into the stuffing of the rooster. His wife responded that she'd be happy to do it. She thought, how can she make her husband happy? Since her husband did not seem to like the stuffing, but was very fond of the spices, she filled the entire rooster with these spices without any stuffing. Needless to say, the husband could not eat the inside of the rooster because it was too spicy. There was no stuffing. He could not even eat any part of the rooster because the spices without the stuffing were so sharp that it ruined all of the food. Zokta Ben Ishchai. While it is true that one's heart is very important for mitzvahs, the heart is like the spices. Without the stuffing, the actions, the stuffing represents the actions, it ruins the mitzvahs. Kavod is the same gematria as lev. If one performs the actions tasu, then with his heart he can bring true kavod to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There are many mitzvahs which one may say he understands the reason for the mitzvah and it makes sense to him. He may perform the mitzvah because it makes sense to him. Even if a certain mitzvah makes sense to us, we must adhere to the mitzvahs because Hashem commanded us to. If we perform mitzvahs this way, we'll be zeicha to vayir aleichem kvod Hashem, see the glory of Hashem. However, if one performs mitzvahs because it makes sense to him, that's why he's performing the mitzvahs, because, oh, that makes sense, that I understand. There is no development of Kedusha. Zoktik Sav Sefer. The Yetzer Hara first seduces man to sin and then convinces him to give up hope of doing tshuva. The first 7 days a fire did not descend onto the Mizbeach. Klal Yisrael began to think that their efforts were for naught. They did not achieve a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. Therefore Moshe told him to get rid of the Yetzer Hara, which sows despair and convinces man that he cannot do tshuva. Hashem will forgive you and then the covenant of Hashem will appear to you. The greatest glory of the Ribbono Shel Olam is that he accepts sincere tshuva. Zoktim Aram Shik quotes in Medrash, eradicate this Yetzirah from your heart. All of the nations will see that Klal Yisrael are called the nation of Hashem, for they follow the Ratzon Hashem. It will cause many amongst Klal Yisrael to do tshuva and return to Hashem. By being mizaka others to do tshuva, they will not come to sin. As Chazal tells us, Zeh Hadavar Shetziva Hashem Tasu. By spreading the word of Hashem and being an example for others, it will cause Yetzirah to be eradicated from your hearts, and then, V'yer Elechem Kvei Hashem, you'll be zeicha to have the covenant of Hashem appear to you. Says in the Kedusha Yom Tov. The attribute and significance of Klal Yisrael is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us close to Him, and that we are called in the name of the Melech Malchei Hamlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki mi yigvai gadol, asher lo yeh elokim koiv me'elav, for which is a great nation that has a God who is close to it. There is an even greater attribute that when Klal Yisrael follow the Ratzon Hashem, Hashem is glorified in them. It says in Yeshaya, Yisrael asher b'cho espar, Yisrael from who I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take glory. This is only if Klal Yisrael perform mitzvahs for the sake of Hashem and not for any personal gratification. The greatest attribute that Klal Yisrael can have is Hashem being revealed to them, for they are the nation of Hashem. However, just as one would prepare himself before meeting a king, certainly one must prepare to greet the Melech Malchim Lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh HaDovah Shatzib Hashem Tansu. An even greater attribute for Klal Yisrael is to perform the mitzvahs because Hashem commanded us, and not for any personal gratification. Then the true covenant of Hashem will be revealed to Klal Yisrael. It says in the Medrash HaGadol, and I shall give you a new heart, and a new spirit I shall put within you. V'nasati lochem lev chodosh v'ruach chodosh etem b'kirichem. Pasuk in Yecheskel. It says in Shemois, me'ez kolisha she'idven liboy, from every man whose heart motivates him. It is because Klal Yisrael gave to their Ribbono Shel Olam with a full heart that he will give them a new heart and a spirit in the future. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to reveal himself to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is called the nation of Hashem. However, Moshe was telling them that they need to raise their level of ruchnius to see the covet of the Ribbono Shel Olam. How does one raise his level of ruchnius? One must perform the mitzvahs only because he was commanded by the Ribbono Shel Olam for no other reason. That is what we have to work on. We have to treat every mitzvah like the mitzvah of Parah Aduma. We don't know personal benefit, we don't have to understand the mitzvah. And let's not forget, as we said, prepare, hachana. It's not our das, we have to prepare. Kedusha doesn't just come by itself. We have to prepare for it. We have to accept and understand that we're doing it all for the Kavod Hashem. When we talk about Zeicha, to perform mitzvahs in the proper manner, and V'yera Aleichem Kivod Hashem. Have a good Shabbos.